might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Hey!
Welcome to Glamorous Trash, the podcast that used to be called Celebrity Book Club. We changed our name, we rebranded, we're called Glamorous Trash. On this podcast, we recap and book club celebrity memoirs, pontificate about pop culture, and sometimes, if it's a real doozy, we cry. If you have ever referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this is probably the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, and filmmaker, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And we are book clubbing Jada Pinkett Smith's memoir titled Worthy. It was published just a week and a half or so ago in October 2023. This book is 15 hours long on an audiobook. That is a long, long book. So this episode, it's a long, long episode to get into it. Something really interesting about this book is that it's really in conversation with our cultural zeitgeist. There's so much we know about Will and Jada from his book, from the media, from the Red Table Talk. And this book is almost responding to a lot of that, and which makes it such a even more nuanced and layered conversation. The way the press rollout for this book happened was really focusing on sort of these revelations about her and Will's marriage that were shocking. So let's get into it. And please know this is your trigger warning for sexual assault. There's a lot of details coming up in one of the stories. So take care while listening.
You know, I don't know if there's such thing as a love of your life. I think that's a very romanticized concept, because I think that there are different people that represent different aspects of love.
Yeah.
Love is so vast, right? It's so vast. And so to say that if you want to know the love of my life, it would be the great supreme in myself.
Mm. Our guest today is an avid reader and book lover who created the podcast The Stacks in order to talk about books and the ways they shape our cultural understandings. She also writes a monthly bookish advice column on shereads.com and is the host of One for the Books, a live literary series in partnership with The LAist. You know her, you love her. Please welcome back Tracy Thomas.
Hey.
You're finally here. So Tracy has been on this podcast four times, even though this is her first book episode, because she chose this book like a year ago, mm-hmm. knowing it was coming out. Mm-hmm. So Tracy,
hi.
We've done our origin story before.
No, we've never done it.
We've never done it.
You said you were saving it for.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I introduce all my guests with the story of how we first met to show how female friendships have a little meet cute. Tracy, do you want to tell the story or should I?
I don't remember. Did I just email you?
I'm happy to. I had known Tracy for having a great book podcast, and I had even written down in my giant notes list to do of like, contact Tracy Thomas one day and like, see if you, her podcast, she, you podcast, like something. But I was too intimidated to just do it, so I didn't. And then one day I get an email from Tracy asking me to be on her podcast to cover a celebrity memoir, A Dream. And when we got there, we realized we went to NYU in the same year.
We recorded everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I
posted Chelsea's on the show, and my college roommate was like, oh my God, I loved her from Playwrights. And I was like, what? And he was like, we went to NYU with her. And then I immediately DM'd you like, bitch, you went to NYU and we didn't talk about this.
That's right. And not only did we go to school like at the same time in the same moment, and we know probably 20 of the same people. And as we were trying to figure out how we never met each other or even knew each other, really, we came to the conclusion, I'll do this part, Tracy, I know it's hard for you, but that Tracy was fun and cool and had friends.
Yes.
And I was a fucking loser who was living in a depressed hole who met no one.
Yes.
And so
That's hard for me. That's true.
Okay.
I'm very cool. Yeah. And you are not. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. So, but it was so interesting because it was one of those friendships, at least for me, where I felt like, how have I not known you and had you all my life? And also, you know, being a podcast book host is a somewhat niche journey, and we have weird little complaints that no one wants to hear about probably but each other. And so I have relied on you for so much.
Yeah.
And I even, this is what's so crazy. This is how intense of a friend I knew Tracy was for me, is that I only let on less than one hand of friends read the first draft of my book. And Tracy was one of them.
Yeah.
And you were my person